Klal Yisrael has a very ancient minig, well over 1,000 years old, I believe, to lein shir hashirim on Pesach, recorded in Masechta Sofrim, one of the Masechtos Ketanos, one of the collections of brises that date back to the days of the Gaonim. Masechta Sofrim focuses on Beis HaKnesses and Seder HaTfila and Kriyas HaTorah. And Masechta Sofrim records this minig of leining shir hashirim on Pesach. Shir hashirim is very beautiful, but it's very hard to break in. It can be very hard to figure out exactly what's going on. Is it clear? There's a boy and a girl who are in love with each other, and there are a lot of characters in the Benot Yerushalayim, and the king makes an appearance from time to time. There's a lot of running after one another. But it's very hard to figure out a consistent thread that runs through, a storyline. Sometimes you have the sense of a lot of sort of independent, disconnected pieces. What's it all about? Bichlal, Tanaim had some debate about its place in Tanakh, or a debate whether or not there was a debate. The Machlokas or the Machlokas. Because Rabbi Akiva says in the Mishnah in Yadayim, there was never Machlokas about Shir HaShirim. Everything is Kodesh. Shir HaShirim is Kodesh Kadosh. The holiest of the holy. We're not even sure what it's saying. We're not sure exactly how this what appear to be bits and pieces of a boy and a girl chasing after each other. Well, what it even means and how it's Kodesh Kadosh. And we're probably familiar with the fact that Midrashim tend to understand pieces of Shir HaShirim as being Mishalim for different pieces of Jewish history. The Midrashim tend to see the male figure, the Dod, as a mashal for Ribono Shalom, and to see the female figure, the Raya, as a mashal for Klal Yisrael. And certain psukim are taken by the Gemara and by later Midrashim. Certain psukim are taken as a mashal for Yitzias, a Kal HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael at the time of Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael at the time of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and so on and so forth. It seems like, and Rashi, Pirush Rashi and Shir HaShirim, it works off of these midrashim, but again, it seems like sort of as is usually the case in medrash, you look at every pasuk individually. It's hard to get a sense of what's the overall flow. So the Malbim, one of his major objectives in his pirush on Chumash and particularly on Nach. Shechter's nusach is the Malbim was seeking to understand pshat beruach hachazal, to understand pshuto shel mikra. Gemara tells us that psukim in the Tanakh have a pshuto and they also have a additional layers of meaning al derech drash. But the Gemara says one thing Amram figured out after many years, they ain't a mikra yotzi b'dei pshuto, that there's a pshuto shel mikra. There's the basic level of meaning, and then there are additional levels of meaning, drash, and you have them simultaneously. You have drash. The fact that you have drash does not negate pshuto shel mikra. So usually we see shir hashirim as an exception to that. But the Malbim actually argues, that's what we're going to explore now in the next couple of minutes, the Malbim actually argues that ein ha-mikra yotzi midei pshuto is a correct principle when it comes to Shir HaShirim as well. And with the following wrinkle, he says, Shir HaShirim is a mashal. Shir HaShirim is a mashal, a story of a boy and a girl. And that's a mashal for certain larger ideas. And he says, there's a pshat in the nimshal. He says, we need to understand the mashal. Let's make sense of the ostensible story of the boy and the girl, which is a metaphor for larger messages. But those larger messages, there's pshat in the larger messages, and there's drash in larger messages. He says that in the nimshal, what the midrashim, the way the midrashim interpret the psukim, which is the basis for Pirush Rashi, he says that's the nimshal aderech drash. That's an additional level of meaning in the nimshal, and the meaningfulness of this story of the boy and girl, the additional layer of meaning, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. But he says, there's a pshat in the nimshal, there's a nimshal derech pshat as well. So we need to explore Shir HaShirim on two additional levels. Number one, to make sense of the mashal, what is the story of the boy and the girl? And then to understand what's a nimshal derech pshat. Because he understands that while the nimshal derech drash is a Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, the nimshal derech drash is a national story. The Malbim suggests, and I'll show you that he's not the first one to suggest, that the nimshal derech pshat is a personal story of an individual Jew and Klal Yisrael. The Malbim is going to point to one particular individual Jew. But first, let's go step by step. Let's talk about the mashal. What is the ostensible story of the boy and the girl? As I mentioned before, you try to read straight through Shir HaShirim, and it seems like there are a lot of discontinuities. The boy is talking, the girl is talking, they're here, they're there, she's running after him, he's running after her. How does even the mashal hang together consistently? So the Malbim Kedarko says, it's a Beferish Pasuk. He says, near the beginning of Sefer Malachim, near the beginning of Sefer Malachim, the Psukim are describing Shlomo HaMelech's work, and it says he had the Shiro Chamesh Va'elef, his song, 5 and 1,000. So the Malbim thinks that that is a reference to Shir HaShirim, because he says that it's not the number 1,005, it's 5 and 1,000. He says, if you look at Shir HaShirim, you'll see that Shir HaShirim is composed of, it's Shir HaShirim, which the Malbim thinks means Al Pipshuto, it's a poem, a song, composed of multiple sub-poems. 5 sub-poems, 5 shirim, plus an appendix. You see, he tells you, the Shir Rishon starts from the second pasuk, Yishakeh Meshikos Piyu, Aleph Beis through Beis Zayin. The Shir Sheni, we'll get into content in a moment, Shir Sheni is from Perek Beis, Pasuk Ches, to the end of Perek Beis. The third Shir is from Perek Gimel through the first Pasuk of Perek Hei. The fourth Shir is from the second Pasuk in Perek Hei, Ani Yishen Avali Bi'er, all the way through the end of Perek Hei. And the fifth Shir is the beginning of Perek Vav through Perek Ches, Pasuk Zayin. Mayim Rabim Lo Yuchlu L'Chabos Zahava. And then the last couple of psukim, he says, is the Shir Ha'elef. Ha'elef L'cha Shlomo, Masayim L'Trim Sporei Piryo. That's an appendix, an epilogue to the core of Shir HaShirim. So he says that's what says that's a pasuk in Malachim. Shir Ha'chamesh Ha'elef. Shlomo Melech's most prominent Shir was composed of 5 shirim plus the Shir Ha'elef, plus the appendix. The Shir of Ha'elef L'cha Shlomo, or Masayim Lo Notrinus Piryo. So that's the structure of Shir HaShirim. You have the introductory pasuk, the title, Shir HaShirim Hashem Shlomo, and then you have the 5 shirim and the appendix, the Shir HaElef. What's it all about? So he says it's really, as it were, a play in 5 acts, 5 episodes. He says, Malbim understands that there are 3 major characters in the mashal. There's the dod, the boy, who's in love with the raya, the girl. And the third character is Hamelech, or Hamelech Shlomo, the king. And the way that Malbim understands the story, that this young woman, the raya, is in love with the shepherd, in love with the dod. But the king takes her. She's taken to the palace of the king, but she's not interested in the king. The Raya is not interested in the Melech. This is the Malbim's approach to the Mashal. The Raya is not interested in the Melech. The Raya wants to reunite with the Dod, with the shepherd boyfriend. And over the course of the 5 Shirim, these are 5 attempts that the Dod and the Raya have, 5 different episodes where the Dod and the Raya seek to reunite. In the first 4, they are unsuccessful. In the 5th, they are successful. The first 4, she's ultimately pulled back to the palace. But in the 5th, she succeeds in eloping, as it were, with the dod. That's the core mashal of Shir HaShirim. Now, each of these 5 episodes has its own flavor to it. And that's what the Malbim goes on to lay out. As he goes through the Pirush Pasuk, and by Pasuk, he has a He has a running commentary in the Mashal and a running commentary in the Nimshal Derech Pshat. But here in this opening page, at the end of the Hakdama, it sort of gives you the overall picture of the flavor of each of the five Shirim, Al Derech Mashal and Al Derech Nimshal. So in terms of Al Derech Mashal, which is what we're talking about right now, so the Malbim says in the first shir, for instance, the Raya is a dreaming of the Dod, and he's right there. He omed achar kaslenu. Haraya mishtokekes el Doda v'hu omed achar kasleha. She's on the other side of the walls, and she asks him, "Where are you?" She wants to run away and reconnect with him, but the benos Yerushalayim, the girls Yerushalayim, who sound like they're agents of the king, they grab her and bring her back. Well, not to be ma'ores ha'ahava. So that's the end. That's the end of the first shir. And the second shir, this time the dod comes to find the raya. The boy comes to find the girl and he calls her out. But he's hiding. Beseser ha'madrega. They speak briefly and then that's the end. And the third shir, Amishkavi Balelos, this is in this episode, the girl is in bed, in her bed, and she's thinking about the dod, and she leaves, she gets out of bed in the middle of the night, she decides to look throughout the city for him, she's looking all over, she can't find him, seeking him out. The fourth episode has a very different flavor to it. The fourth episode, Nishanav Libier, Kol Dodi Dofik, a pasuk that was perhaps made particularly famous to some of us by the Rav Drasha. But again, Al Pipshuto, and again, let's even talk about Mashal before we even get to Nimshal. Nishanav Libier has a very different flavor to it. She's sleeping the same way she's in bed, same way the third episode opened. But she's not seeking out the dod. In the third shiur, Mishkavi Balelos, Prakim Gimel and Dalet, she's in bed, but she can't sleep. She's dreaming about the dod. She gets out of bed and goes searching the street for him. In the fourth shiur, Ani Yishenav Ali Bier, she's asleep. And the dod comes knocking. Call Dodi Dofek. The dod's knocking at the door. This is the boy she's been yearning for. And now he comes knocking. Ironically, in the fourth episode, she's feeling lazy. She doesn't just stay making excuses. We had seen that the Mesil Shisharim had quoted some of these psukim of the excuses of the Raya from the fourth shir, and when he discusses Atzlus in the Prakam about Zerizos, right? He talks about people often make all sorts of excuses in service of their laziness. So she says, "Oh, you know, I have to get out of bed, get my feet dirty, you have to change." Well, what a schlep! And the dod is knocking and knocking and knocking. He's knocking and knocking and knocking, and she's busy making excuses. She can't get out of bed for this reason, for that reason. And then the knocking stops, and suddenly the knocking stops. She's like, "Oh, what did I just do? I've been looking for him years, and hey, he was on the other. He came looking for me, and I was." Like, the moment came, and she totally blew the moment. Then suddenly she flies out of bed after the knocking stops, and then she's running frenzied around Yerushalayim looking, but she missed the moment. That's the fourth shir. A very different, much more negative than the other three. And then finally, is the fifth shir. This is where in the fifth shir, the dod comes to find the raya, and they do connect, and they leave together. All the water in the world cannot put out their love. The Benus Yerushalayim can't stop them. She says to the Benus Yerushalayim, "You're no longer able to stop me." That's the fifth shir. But that's the basic layout of Shir HaShirim al Derech Mashal. That's the Mashal of Shir HaShirim. Five episodes, again, each one with its own flavor and its own dynamic, but five different episodes in which there's an attempt for the Dod and the Raya to reunite. with the ups and downs and ebbs and flows in the relationship that you can track from episode to episode. In the fifth shiur, they finally succeed in reuniting permanently. And then you have the shiur aleph, the last few psukim, the epilogue about the achos ketana, about the younger sister. How are we going to take care of our younger sister? The raya is saying, I have to take care of the little sister also. And see here at the end, Al Zeh Amar, the Malbim says, this is what I mentioned before, by he shiro chamisha ve'elef, say from Malachim, Pesukim tell us that Shlomo shir it was 5,000, Ritzon Olomar shahashir shechiber, this shir, which Shlomo Melech composed, shir hashirim, yesh bo chamisha shirim, five main sub-poems, ve'nosaf olav shir ha'elef, as well as the appendix, the epilogue of the Shir Ha'elef, Ha'elef L'cha Shlomo. Then the question is, what does it all mean? That's the mashal. The boy and the girl and the king and the Benos Yerushalayim, what's it supposed to mean? So again, Al Derech Drash, the Nimshal is, the Dod is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Raya is Kalal Yisrael. The Malm, though, suggests Al Derech Pshat, the Dod is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Raya is an individual Jew, not Kalal Yisrael. The notion of seeing the relation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Kalal Yisrael as a marriage, using marriage as a husband and wife as a metaphor for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Kalal Yisrael, there are plenty of other bases for that in the Tanakh. Zachartu, for instance, Zachartu l'chesed nurayach, ahavas kelulo sayach. The Navi describes Kalal Yisrael's fidelity to and trust in Ribbono Shel Olam, the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're going to follow Ribbono Shel Olam out into the Midbar as a marriage. Ahavas kelulos ayach. Kelulos is marriage. So, but that and that drives that's pshat in that pasuk. That drives the drash, the Malbim says, of Shir Hashirim. But the pshat is an individual Jew and Kalal Yisrael. Now the truth is the notion that Shir Hashirim is a mashal for individual Jews' relation to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that already appears in the Rambam, in the last perek of Sefer Hamada, Hilchos Tshuva Perek Yud, devoted to the topic of Avoda Me Ahava, the peak of Avos Hashem. The Rambam says there, he describes passionate, the ideal, the peak of Avodah Me'ava, a type of passionate, ecstatic, all-encompassing love and focus and passion that a Jew can have, a great tzaddik can have for Ribbono Shel Olam, describes in very, very rich, poetic, evocative language. And then the Rambam says, all of Shir Hashirim is a mashal in Yinzeh. All of Shir Hashirim is a mashal for this concept. So if you stop and think about the Rambam, he's not talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. He's talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and an individual Jew, a specific Jew who has reached an enormous height of Avas Hashem. So the Rambam already says there that Shir Hashirim is a mashal for an individual Jew in Kol Yisrael. Malbim, I don't know that he quotes the Rambam, but the Malbim is definitely aligned with that way of thinking, and he takes it a step further. He says he thinks HaDerech Pshat, not only is it an individual Jew in Kol Yisrael, but specifically Shlomo HaMelech. The Malb understands that Shir Hashirim is a lyrical diary by Shlomo HaMelech over the course of his life of his prophetic experiences. A diary in verse by Shlomo HaMelech of his experiences with Nevuah. Because the Malbim sees this as a poetic autobiography, specifically of Shlomo HaMelech's five experiences with his neshama, reconnecting with Ribbono Shel Olam. The first four are four episodes of Nevuah, the Shlomo HaMelech experiences over the course of his lifetime. The fifth one is when Shlomo HaMelech's life in Olam Hazeh ends, and his neshama returns, El Tzur Machatzavta, when Shlomo HaMelech passes away, his neshama returns to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Malbim understands that the Dod is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a mashal for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Alpipshuto, and that the Raya, the girl, is a mashal, Alpipshuto, for Shlomo HaMelech's neshama. And HaMelech Shlomo is Shlomo HaMelech's body. Usually, the Raya is with HaMelech Shlomo. Usually, of the course of his life, his neshama is encased within his body. But there are four times, at the end of his life, his neshama leaves his body permanently until Tchiyas HaMeisim, and that's the fifth shir, where the Raya does reconnect with the Dod in a more permanent fashion. The first four shirim refer to the four prophetic episodes. Four episodes of Nevuah that we know, or four main episodes of Nevuah anyhow, in Shlomo HaMelech's life. And each one, it's four times over the course of Shlomo's life where his neshama reconnects with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that's what Nevuah is, a very profound connection of the neshama of the Navi to Ribbono Shel Olam, such that he can even get communication. And he says, you see that Shlomo HaMelech had ebb and flow spiritually over the course of his life. He says, he goes on, the end of each paragraph on this page, he gives the mashal al pi pshuto. He says, the first shir where Shlomo HaMelech, where the dod, the raya is yearning for the dod is right on the other side of the wall, and she asks, where can I find you? Very, very positive from both sides. Says that's the nevuah that he has in Melachim Parag Gimel and Divriyam and Beis Parag Aleph. He had built Beis HaMikdash, he had brought 1,000 karbanos, and then he has that nevuah dream. And Rosh Hashanah says, what would you like? Would you like money? Would you like power? And he says, I want chachma. I want chachma, I want to be able to shomei a mishpat, lahav min tov l'ra. And he wakes up and Rebbe Shalom has fulfilled his, Rebbe Shalom tells him he'll fulfill all that request and all the requests. Even within Nevuah, Nefesh Shlomo didn't want money, Nefesh Shlomo didn't want power, Nefesh Shlomo wanted Chachma, Bina, Mishpat, to take care of Klal Yisrael, to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted all the right things. And it was an extraordinary Nevuah. It was extraordinary. Ultimately, the Benos Yerushalayim pull the Raya back. Ultimately, Shlomo HaMelech's body wakes up. That's the end of the Nevuah. That's the first year. The second year, where the Dod had come to the Raya, but they didn't really get a chance to speak so much. He says, that's in Melachim, Perek Vav. He's getting ready to build Beis HaMikdash. He has a briefer Nevuah. In Bidrachai Teleich, Rosh Hashem tells him, if you'll live properly, you'll follow Dvar Hashem, this will work well. It wasn't a full Nevuah, he says, and that's why in the Mashal, it's not a full conversation between the Dod and the Raya. They part on their own in the Mashal without the Bnos Yerushalayim, and they'll reconnect. The third Nevuah, where the Raya is seeking out the Dod, that was in the Mashal, the Raya had been looking for the Dod. He says that corresponds to the end of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The lengthy, lengthy tefillah, very beautiful and profound and lengthy tefillah Shlomo HaMelech offers at the close of the Binyan Beis Rishon, when he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at great length that the Beis HaMikdash should be mekubal, and the karbanos that we'll bring, and the tefillos that we'll daven should be mekubalos by Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's that third episode. That's the third episode. And that's why there are references to Beis Imo. There are references to Beis HaMikdash, Ramalba says, specifically in the third shir. Apiryon, Asalo HaMelech Shlomo. That Beis HaMikdash. And it's a glory, the mashal is a glorious, a rich yearning, the passionate search of the Raya for the Dod, and very successful. Again, ultimately, the Benos Yerushalayim separate them. But initially, she finds him, she brings him to her mother's home. That's Beis HaMikdash. Shalmelech succeeds in building Beis HaMikdash, and so to speak, brings Shechina into the Beis HaMikdash, into Beis Imah. The fourth shir is where things already are on a downturn. The fourth shir in the mashal is where the girl is sleeping, the boy comes knocking, and she's too lazy to get out of bed until the knocking stops, and then she seeks unsuccessfully to find him. So this is several prakim later, the Malachim Perek Yud Aleph. Down, Shaul Melech is no longer at the heights, spiritual heights of building the Beis HaMikdash. He's married all these Nashim Nachrios, and they have, however you understand the Psukim, but they have, to some extent or another, the Nashim Nachrios, through their Avodah Zarah, have tamped down some of Shaul Melech's spirituality. And that's where Ribono Shalom comes to Shlomo and says, you're not going to have what you used to have. You didn't continue the way you were supposed to continue. A very good start. There's going to be the Melucha is going to be split apart in the next generation. And that Shlomo, that's the dod, the raya, asleep in the bed and refusing to get too lazy to get out of bed, that's Shlomo's neshama has gotten too sleepy, so to speak. It's no longer spiritually attuned. But then ultimately he comes back and ultimately he sends the message, Chola sahava ani. The raya sends the message to the dod that I'm yearning for you. And that leads ultimately to the fifth shir and the final reconnection of the Dod and the Raya of Nefesh Shlomo with the Ribono Shlomo. And then he understands the Shir Ha'elef about the Achos Katan, about the little sister. That's a further analysis of different parts of the Neshama and the Nefesh. And this completes the overview of Shiro Chamisha Ha'elef. The Shir HaShirim is actually in the Malbim hands. We see Shir HaShirim as an incredibly coherent work. They look like they're discontinuities because there are five episodes and then an appendix. But there's one overall theme, which is the yearning of Shlomo HaMelech's neshama, and in the larger sense, as the Rambam puts it, you know, that there's something in this for us to look into as a mirror for ourselves as well. Our neshamas yearn for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we go through different stages, and sometimes we're actively yearning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes knocking and we're not even ready to enter the door. Sometimes in between, maybe we're not yearning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he comes knocking and he appears. We respond. And that's, it's a powerful mashal for Pesach. I leave you with the following idea, which idea ha'ara on the Haggadah from Rav Druk, in the Eish Tamid Haggadah. It's a massive work. It may help also to appreciate the connection between Shir HaShirim and Pesach. If you understand how Derech Drash, that Shir HaShirim is a mashal for HaKadosh Baruch Hu Klal Yisrael, and specifically the many of the Pesukim are references Yetzias Mitzrayim and Torah. Okay? That's highly Pesach relevant. If it's more broadly, a Jew in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or specifically Shlomo Melech in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Ma Keshet to Pesach. As we learned earlier in the year, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash by Shlomo actually was Sukkot time, Yom Kippur Sukkot. So it could be the following. Rav Druk has the Ha'ara, we were talking the other day about the way the Rambam quotes B'chol Darv Dar Chayvam Liro Sasatma, Rambam says Lahara Sasatma, and moreover, Mishra says Kilu Hu Yatsi Mitzrayim, Rambam says Kilu Hu Yatsa Ata, that's where I left right now. Why the right now? What's this all about? So on one level, if it's a Chiv Laharos rather than Liros, if it's a question of portraying, so the whole idea is to portray, to act as though I'm leaving right now. But it's also, on both levels, the Chayav Adam Liros, Rav Druk develops the idea, it's really recognizing that I'm personally leaving Mitzrayim now, he suggests in the sense, as he quotes in Or HaChaim, in Parshas Balak, Kel Motziyam in Mitzrayim, Sofos Reim Lo, and the Nevuos of Bilam, why is it Kel Motziyam as opposed to Kel Hotziyam? Kadosh Baruch Hu is taking us out of Mitzrayim, or Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim? Pasuk says Motziyam in the present tense. Why Kadosh Baruch Hu is taking us out now? So the Or HaChaim and that pasuk comments that that's like B'chol Dov Rechayvon Liris Hatzmo. a chiyuv to see yourself leaving every door. See yourself leaving. So the Arachaim quotes the Chachmei Kabbalah, those who know the Primus HaTorah, as explaining that there are klipas inside each of us that we can leave every Pesach. In other words, there's the Yetzer Hara, and there's distraction, and there's the accretion of all sorts of the gook, stuff we get involved with. Sometimes it's just passive distraction, sometimes it's worse than just distraction. We get sidetracked in Olam Hazeh. It forms like a shell around our core. As an archaeologist would say, layers of accretion that build up around the core neshama of a Jew is yearning for Ribono Shel Olam. But there are layers and layers of stuff and dross and junk that build up, and that's like a shell that's occluding, that's covering over the shining core. It's a klipa. It's a shell. It's a peel. And Pesach is an opportunity, is a particularly powerful time to emerge from that shell, to get our pimius back out and about, to peel away all the layers of stuff and distraction that build up and get back to whom we really are. I was thinking that Arachaim lines up with a comment we saw in Mesilas Yesharim. Ramchal points out in the second paragraph of Mesilas Yesharim that Paro is, in a sense, he seems like he's trying to say that Paro, in a sense, is a mashal for the Yetzer Hara. Paro, it was a historical figure who at a certain point in time said in response to Moshe's coming, we're going to make them work harder, so they won't have a chance. They won't have a chance to think. And Ramchal seems to indicate that's also a mashal for the Yetzer Hara within each of us. There's a little bit of Paro inside each of us. Yetzer Hara tries to get us just so busy they won't have time to think. And maybe more generally, Paro is a mashal for the Yetzer Hara within each of us. And Yetzias Mitzrayim, as the Arachaim writes in Balak, is a chance. He could do tshuva all the time, but Pesach time in particular is a very powerful time to be Yotze from the Mitzrayim, to get out of the things that trap us and the things that occlude us and the things that hold us back, and to allow the core Avos Hashem to really express itself. And that's the dynamic of Shir HaShirim. Over the course of a person's life, you go through different times. Sometimes I'm feeling the Ahava more. Sometimes my core premius is able to express itself. And there are times when there's a buildup of klipa, and sometimes just there's a little bit of klipa, and I'm not going to initiate, but if HaKadosh Baruch Hu initiates, I'll respond. And sometimes there's so much klipa built up, like in the fourth Shir, Shir HaShirim, that even HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes knocking, I'm not responding. But the dode does not forget about the raya, and the truth is the raya doesn't forget about the dode. Even when the raya doesn't respond as vigorously as she could and should, the dode continues to be passionate about the raya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to be passionate about us, and the raya, the truth is, continues to be passionate about the dode. As the Malbim points out, at the end of the fourth year, where she had started in the worst spot, but she turns around at the end, she says, Cholos Ahava Ani. The dode needs to know that I'm lovesick for the dode. That's the language of the Rambam borrows in the last parak of Sefer Hamada we had mentioned before. When he describes avodemi ava cholas to be a chole ha'ava, to be lovesick for Ribono Shel Olam. That no matter what decisions we make in the moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to be passionately in love with us, and we continue to be passionately in love with Him, even if we're not always expressing it in the way that we could and should. And that's a very powerful message of tshuva me'ahava, of Shir HaShirim. That's a very powerful message, specifically for Pesach, that a Jew can leave his meitzarim. A Jew, every single Pesach, has a particularly powerful opportunity. The leverage is particularly great, the time of Pesach, to dig inside, and to get out from the power, to get out from the personal Yetzer Hara that each and every one of us grapples with. Bosai, thank you so much. Shetake bizoche to Tshuva Me'ava. Shetake bizoche to reconnect with the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, to relive the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim through the retelling and the reliving, to be able to connect and relay Yisodas HaEmunah and to reconnect with the deep Ava that Kadosh Baruch Hu expressed and expresses for us, Kel Motzi Ami Mitzrayim, and to get ourselves even more on a track, on a trajectory of increasing expression on our end of Ava for Him. Chavriya Shakayach, Chakashir Sameach.